6 o'clock and time for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, and we head out downtown Maryville to Carson Sports Grill.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder. We'll be talking basketball and tennis tonight on the program. And Matt, got a good program lined up here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, basketball coming down to an important part of the season with just the last few games, four games, a couple weeks left in the regular season. So all the games, not that they don't all matter through the whole season, but they get even more important here for the last little couple of weeks.
And for tonight, we'll be talking with Northwest head women's basketball coach Michael Smith, along with men's head coach Ben McCollum. Our student athletes this evening will include on the men's basketball side, freshman Justin Pitts, as well as Bailey Smith. And then we'll talk tennis with a couple of tennis players for Coach Mark Roswell and Alvaro Riveras and Camilla Casana. That's all coming up tonight on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Support for the show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in and carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And our thanks to Carson and Ray and the wait staff, as always, for all the work they do during the show this evening here at Carson's Sports Grill. Don't forget, we've got some giveaways we'll be passing along here as this evening goes along. And when we come back, we'll talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Michael Smith. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW as we talk basketball with Northwest Missouri State women's head coach Michael Smith. Coach, close game last night, the two-point loss in overtime, but it was kind of one of those games, and we've seen a lot this year, where it was a game where you had positives in the game. The result didn't come out, I know, the way you wanted it to, but it seemed like there were some good things happening. You build out to a double-digit lead at one point in the ball game. Especially when, as you've talked this year, when the team was valuing the basketball, not turning over the basketball. So really that first half, we saw some good basketball out of the team.
No, I totally agree. I think Bearcat fans enjoyed getting a chance to see us, especially kind of coming off that big win over the weekend against Lincoln, carrying it over into Wednesday, and obviously with our Think Pink game going on for breast cancer awareness and things. So I thought it was, a special evening, obviously going into halftime with a nice lead. But more importantly, I felt like our kids got back to understanding the scout and how important it was, attention to detail. Little things you and I talked about a little bit before the game off the air about how we were going to, for instance, defend our ball screens a little different. How I was worried about us maybe getting in foul trouble. because it was something new. But, you know, for instance, we, knock on wood, we never got one foul picked up because of, you know, lack of, I guess, detail and when defending the ball screens, and kind of played with Missouri Southern. We knew there was going to be a lot of movement, a lot of screens, and just played with a lot of energy, you know, and you know, valued the basketball. I think what we had, 5 turnovers in the first 20 minutes of the game, and went in with a nice, comfortable lead, and you know, just did a lot of good things, you know. But it's just like on any night in the MIAA, you can't let up. I mean, it's you sit here and you talk about to people how tough it is to play in this league, and obviously Ben could attest to this, is that any team on any given night is capable of beating anybody. I mean, it's great basketball. It's a great league. It's good coaches. And, you know, unfortunately, we've kind of had to learn the hard way a few times with that. But I think our younger kids are really starting to understand what it means to be a player in the MIAA and how physical it is, and more importantly, how focused you have to be every possession. And and we're seeing that growth. I mean, we really are out of some kids, and it's just unfortunate that we let things get away a little bit in the second half, and they went to that zone, and we struggled like we have most of the year in the zone. And the Bear kids fought, Matt. I mean, like I told you, I was extremely proud of our effort on the floor. We had a great backing in Bearcat Arena as far as our crowd is concerned, and I think our fans are starting to see a little bit of what I expect out of this program here in the next, you know, few games that we have, but more importantly in the future of this program.
I think one of the things that was key also, when you look at the 5 starters, they really spread the wealth, especially offensively, in terms of, you know, they took their spots, they took their shots when they had them, and nobody had to be head and shoulders above anybody else, and they really played well as a team.
They played, you're exactly right, we played as a team. We benefited, we moved the ball. When we moved the ball, things looked good for us. You know, I think we had four girls in double digits. Shelby obviously had the double-double for us. You know, she's played a lot more aggressive the last couple of games. You know, we inserted Tanya Meyer in the starting lineup 2 games ago, and she's had 17 on Saturday and then backs it up and has 17 again last night. So, you know, she's a player that's not playing like a freshman right now. I mean, she's growing, and I'm continuing to be on her every day, and she knows it, and she's starting to take it a little bit better. You know, she's maturing. She's playing the way that we knew she was capable of. And like you and I talked about, we're just trying to find one or two more that can step up for this just a little bit and show us something, and particularly as we make a run here towards the end, because it's going to take more than 5 or 6 of our kids. And and it all starts in practice. It all starts in practice.
It seems like one encouraging thing is you talked about the effort and the energy that the team played with last night, and even though the number of wins you have isn't as high as you had hoped, but the fact that they're still going out and playing with that desire, wanting to make the postseason tournament, it really has to say something good about the team.
Well, it does. You know, again, just like any team, it's a long season. You go up and down through the hills and valleys, especially right now. You know, when we're still trying to establish the culture that we want here as far as going out and giving everything we can, night in and night out. It's been hard because we haven't had a lot of upperclassmen. You know, we're younger, more young, you know, as far as first-year players and youth than we are with anything else right now. And I think our kids understand what my expectation is on a daily basis. Sometimes we're not necessarily seeing that. But what it's going to take for us to take the next step as a program to consistently, night in and night out, be a contender, because I really feel we are pretty close to that right now.
When you look at the way the standings have played out, you've talked the last several weeks especially how you've still got that goal of making the MIAA postseason tournament, and really you sit in pretty good position to be able to do that right now.
Well, we control our destiny. I mean, it's one game at a time. You know, every coach going into the season, their ultimate goal is to, you know, try to give guidance, try to push their team, try to help them along as much as possible through various ways, but more importantly, to get to postseason. I mean, been doing this long enough to know that if you don't make it to postseason, you kind of look back and go, why did we do all that work? Why did we go through that, you know, that blood, sweat, and tears in the preseason? And why did we go through all those rear chewings by the coach, you know? Well, once you get to postseason, and if you have the opportunity to get to Kansas City, it makes it all worthwhile because you start a new season then, and anything is possible. You know, obviously, for you look at Northwest women's program, and in the last 10 years, they've had one team, which was the
Final Four team
that won the league. The other teams, the other four teams that Gene coached, won the tournament, finished anywhere from 5th to 7th in the regular season, got to the conference tournament, got a little confidence rolling, and they end up playing in the NCAA tournament. I mean, it's anybody's basketball game whenever, if you're able to get to that postseason. And that's what we're just trying right now to establish to our kids, because then I know that will carry over into the postseason and into the summer and into the preseason the next year. You know, if they get that taste of, gosh, if, you know, he knows, you know, he was right. This is a great feeling, you know what I mean, to get there. And but you, experience is the best teacher. You know, I've said that in a lot of ways.
I think a point you made earlier kind of plays into the fact of what you were just talking about, too. And any team can beat any team in the MIAA. It may be nerve-wracking for that 1, 2, 3 seed in the tournament, but it's almost one of those things that can kind of relax a team in your position, knowing, hey, we've got nothing to lose, and, hey, we can play with these teams.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, those teams that we played early on in the season in the other division are the teams that are up, you know, in the top 2 or 3 spots right now. And we are definitely not the same team that we were back in December. And there's nothing I'd love more than to have an opportunity to play those teams again. I'd really like to play Missouri Southern again.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
With how we've let those two kind of slip through our fingers. But, you know, from here on out, as we mentioned, you know, we've got Lindenwood coming up. Who, looking at standings, which again, standings don't really mean a whole lot, but they are still fighting. They're below us right now. And then we've got a team like, you know, Missouri Western that we still got to play at home. And, obviously there's nothing I'd rather do than get that taste out of my mouth from our performance at their place. Central Missouri is going to come to Bearcat Arena. We've already beat them once. And then we go on the road to play an SBU team to, you know, and that's a team that we've already beat once, and they're also below us in the standings. So we've got a tremendous opportunity here. That's what I'm looking at right now, is the big picture with our kids. Hey, there's no need to be beat down. Hey, last night we lost. We can't sit here and sulk about it. We can't change it. But all we can do now is prepare for our next opponent, and that will be Lindenwood in St. Charles, where we went over last year and did get a win over there.
And talk to us about that matchup, because like you mentioned, you did get a win against that team. What worked? What was it that in that first game that got you guys the victory?
Well, defensively, we've got to get stops. You know, Lindenwood, the first time we talked, they're big free throw. They're going to go to try to get to the free throw line 30, 35 times a game. So we've got to limit that, for one. We've got to do a good job of moving our feet, talking on defense. And honestly, Matt, we did a tremendous job of that in the first half last night against Missouri Southern. Defensively, I felt like we were all on the same page where we needed to be. And you know, when you go on the road, you've definitely got to, you know, you basically start 10 points down the way I look at it. So we've got to start communicating from day one. But, you know, more than anything is we've got to believe. We've got to believe that we can get to where we want to be. I mean, you know, as far as postseason, we've got to believe that we can walk in that gym, and if we, you know, believe in each other and bring energy, that is half the battle right there. You know, just because that carries over. It's very contagious to other people. If you're talking, and somebody else is not talking, well, they may look at them and go, well, she's talking, I better talk. You know what I mean? I don't want people to look down on me because I'm not talking. I mean, it's as simple as that. But and again, that goes back to leadership also, you know.
I know you guys don't have control of when you have a day off of not playing a game, but you do this Saturday have the day off. Does it come at a decent time? Is this an all right time to have
you know,
that fall?
It definitely does. You know, our kids had the day off today. It was great. I got away from the office for the first time. And what month is it?
February.
I don't know. It was great. I've got my parents are in town, so spending some time with them, and you know, just because there are other things besides basketball. You know, there's family, there's your kids and things. But we took a day off, and we'll go tomorrow and go Saturday and take Sunday off, and then get back into our routine. But our kids needed it. We played a lot of minutes. We had a lot of starters play a lot of minutes last night. You know, Tanya Meyer, actually, she was in my office earlier. She was telling me about the I think the 6-inch needle they stuck in her knee today, out at the hospital.
She does have a smile on her face.
She does now, but she didn't earlier.
Yeah,
she was telling me, so she needs a few days to rest. She hasn't practiced, and she hadn't been in the last four practices because we've had to rest her and save her for games, so she's one in particular, I think she thinks that if she doesn't practice, then maybe she'll just come in. If she gets us 20 points a game, then I won't practice her. But she's got another thing coming because Monday she's mine.
Well, career highs and back-to-back games not practicing.
I don't care. I'm old school. You're gonna practice.
Sorry, Tanya. I tried.
If you're able to practice, you're gonna practice, and you better get ready. To do that. But the thing that I've probably been the most impressed with, Matt, is our younger kids. And again, we knew whenever we got here that, we were going to have to establish a culture that had been done with previous coaches. Matt come in, he had established a culture. Coach T obviously had to come in and establish a culture. And our younger kids right now, they've been in the gym 3 or 4 times a day on their own, or 3 or 4 times a week on their own, as far as outside of practice. And so kids are starting to maybe buy in a little bit. They're starting to listen a little bit more. You're not in class 24/7. Academics are important, but sometimes you need a break from that, I feel like that we're definitely heading in the right direction. I got a couple of emails actually today from people in the community that just said, hey, coach, you're doing it right. We believe in you. Keep doing what you're doing. Your kids are starting to buy in. If they continue to buy in, you're going to have a great thing going here. And that's what I believe in. That's why I wanted this job. I wanted to come back and give back to Northwest and what they gave to me as far as my education is concerned. And as you can tell right now, I'm probably the happiest guy that had a 2-point loss in overtime last night that you're going to see, because I'm starting to see it. I'm starting to see things a little bit right now with our kids. And as I mentioned, if we can just get one or two more to help us and step up a little bit and give us some positive minutes, we're going to need that. I don't think they understand that. We're going to need a couple kids to step up and give us some good minutes here down the stretch.
Well, I know you want to spend a day off from basketball, watching some basketball, so we'll let you get out of here since you got a game to attend here in a few minutes.
Third graders, yeah, that ought to be fun.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up with you in St. Charles next week.
Sounds good, Matt. Thank you.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, and we're going to continue talking women's basketball when we come back. Bailey Smith, one of the young players that Coach was just talking about a moment ago, will join us. That'll be right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW. As we mentioned, we're going to continue talking Northwest women's basketball. We've got a couple of giveaways here before we move on. The first name tonight that's the winner of a prize from Brent, the one thing that he does all night long, so let's make him work, Austin Floor. Austin, if you're here, he's around the corner here. Yep, there he is. So, Austin, come over here. Talk to Brent, our other winner on our first drawing of the evening. Bailey Lewis So, Bailey, if you're still here, come over and talk to Brent. Both of you guys are winners here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. Continuing talking Northwest women's basketball, Bailey Smith, a freshman out of Columbus, Nebraska, joining us. And Bailey, I know record-wise it's been kind of a tough season, but it seems like you guys have been able to make some progression, especially here over the last few weeks of the season. Where do you feel have been some of the better advancements for the team or the improvements that you guys have seen over the last couple of weeks of the season?
I really feel like, especially after the tournament down in Oklahoma, we just kind of, I think everybody was just, you know, tired of losing, and we just were like, everybody just kind of came together and started playing a lot better, and I think from there just went a lot better.
You, as a freshman, are playing a bigger role than most freshmen. A lot of times, freshmen don't get a chance to see the floor whatsoever. There's a lot of freshmen on the team that are that way. Is that kind of a unique experience for you guys, getting a chance to come into college basketball and be playing right away?
Yeah, it is. College basketball is a lot different from high school, so it's very... I'm very glad and honored that I can be a part of it and help out a lot.
When you talk about those differences, what are some of the main differences? What do you notice for your game that are the main differences between playing at Columbus and now being a Bearcat?
Definitely the competition. I mean, you don't really see teams in high school that have every player on the team who is a threat in every way. Also, the speed of the game is something that is a lot different for me, and just shot clock.
Yeah.
Not used to that either.
We talked with Coach about how making the postseason tournament is a drive, a goal for you guys. Is that something that you're really focused on here as you get into the last couple of weeks of the season?
Yeah, we're really, really looking forward to, I think, getting in and just becoming a lot better at also, like, especially us freshmen, we're really trying to get in the gym a lot now, even preparing for that.
When you talk about getting into the gym, I assume you mean like outside of practice, just kind of to get your own time. What are some of the things that you try to work on individually away from practice when you're in the gym?
Sometimes we'll do like cone drills where we just dribbling and stuff, and sometimes we'll do more shooting. I guess it just depends. I mean, we try to put a lot of it in, but usually it's one thing or the other.
You find it's a little bit more relaxed way to kind of work on some things, doing it individually like that?
Yeah, and definitely gives you time to think about the way you want to, you know how to play, and trying to get back to that kind of when, because in practice it's very focused on just, you know, you're trying to play like that, but it's really hard when you're just so nervous about every time you catch the ball, am I going to make it? When it's on your own time, you just don't think, and it's easier.
What got you here to Northwest? That's one thing we always are interested in, you know, coming from Columbus, Nebraska. What got you here to become a Bearcat?
I actually had a teacher who came to Northwest, and she loved the school and told me, you know, you might as well, you know, look at it, give it a shot, and I came here, loved the school, loved everything about campus and everything, and then talking to Coach about what, you know, his expectations were for the upcoming year, it was just sold for me right there.
And does it help? Coach was mentioning the importance of you guys' class, the freshman class, and the young players in this program in trying to build an identity for the program. Do you guys kind of see that and see the importance of the mark you guys are already making on Northwest basketball?
Yeah, definitely. I know a lot of us are just getting, you know, a lot more playing time than we expected, and I think getting that playing time is helping a lot.
Well, Bailey, so far so good. I know you guys have a few more games. You got some time off this weekend. Hopefully you get to enjoy a little downtime anyway, away from basketball. But good luck to you through the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
That is Bailey Smith, a freshman guard for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Again, they've got Saturday off. They'll match up against Lindenwood in St. Charles next Wednesday. We'll be back with more here in downtown Maryville at Carson's on the Bearcat Coaches Show right after this on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll be talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, in just a second. First of all, we have a couple more giveaways here as Ross Davis is a winner. So Ross Davis needs to come over and see Brent just over to our left. Brent Barnett helping with all of our prizes here this evening. And also one other, Luxa Schmidt. So Luxa Schmidt is a winner of a prize here tonight on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, and Ben McCollum. And Ben, good week for your team. A couple wins over in Lincoln on Saturday, and then last night against Missouri Southern.
Yeah, we've been playing well. You know, I think we've kind of found a little bit of a rhythm with Justin coming back, and you know, I think we found one when he was out, and then obviously when he comes back, you kind of have to adjust some things as to what you're doing, and you know, I thought Saturday against Lincoln, I didn't think we played overly well. Didn't play with a lot of emotion, but we saved a lot of that emotion for yesterday. You know, Wednesday, Missouri Southern, I thought we played with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy, a lot of emotion, and you know, it showed, obviously, with the ending score.
When you look at the Lincoln game on Saturday, how tough is it to get up for a game against a team that's down at the bottom of the conference, but got some talent and is coming the right way, that you played a week before and had them win, and knew coming in that if you played well, that you should come up with a victory? So how tough is it to kind of gear up for a game such as that?
Well, you know, for me, it's pretty easy. For 18 to 22-year-olds, you know, it's, I mean, it's, you know, you just a crapshoot. You never know. So they see the record, you know, one in whatever they are in conference, and they automatically assume this is a last place team. We're in, you know, now we're in first. We should beat them, and they should just roll over, and you know, it's just our win, and it's not how it works. Especially now, they've gotten a lot better. They're a lot better coached. They've got good talent. They're not a last place team, and you know, even though they're in last place, they don't play like that. So you know, we were fortunate to be able to come away with the win. You know, the way we played, and you know, obviously down there, I thought we played really well. And still, I think we had a 1-point lead with about 10 minutes to go, and then had to pull away towards the end with Lincoln. But yeah, it's tough for our kids to get up for that stuff, and you know, our kids, as they mature and get older, they'll be better and better against those teams.
And I think a team like Lincoln too is a team that once they taste a little bit more success, they'll be able to win some of those ball games. It just seems like they're in the process right now of learning how to win.
Yeah, they don't know how, and that's the thing, they don't know how to win and close out games. Where, you know, I think they had a 16-point lead against Western at home with about 7-8 minutes to go, and then they pressed them. Western did, and what Lincoln did was try to just survive, and so every time they'd break the press, they'd back it back out. Well, when that happens, when you lose your attack mode, you lose your aggression, it becomes very easy for teams to trap you and get steals and manufacture some buckets that way. And so, you know, they kind of gave it back to Missouri Western. You know, they had a 10-point lead at Central. You know, they've been in some games and probably should have won some games, and hopefully they'll get there for the coach's sake and obviously the player's sake.
Now, you mentioned a little bit earlier, too, that it's the first game that Justin Pitts has been back after missing four games with that ankle injury. It's great to get him back, and he really looked like he didn't really miss much of a beat there coming out playing well. But there is an adjustment period, too, getting him back in the lineup with what you were able to develop in the last four games leading into that.
Yeah, and it's an adjustment for the other kids that were playing 25, 30 minutes, to now play, 10, 15, 20, somewhere in that range and find a different type of rhythm. And I thought they did a good job of that. I thought we found a rhythm with Justin and I don't think it was that difficult for him coming back as it was when he left, just trying to figure out how we're going to score and manufacture some points. And now it just becomes a little bit easier. I become a little bit better coach, as they say. It's been a good adjustment. It's been fun, and I'm glad those other kids got opportunities to play the 30 minutes a game and win us some ball games.
And really, I think long term makes the team a little bit of a stronger team. That you've got some guys that you can count on for some critical minutes if you have to have them out there.
Yeah, I'm a big trust guy, If you haven't noticed, I kind of stick with the same starting lineup for most of the year, if not all the year. I stick with the same players quite a bit, and I'm pretty loyal to them. So I'm a big trust guy. And the only way, those guys can really earn my trust is doing it in the game. Well, if you never give them enough of a chance, they generally don't earn enough trust. And so then they're kind of yo-yoed in and out, and it's a very tough position to be in as a player. It's unfortunate, but that's just kind of how it works. And so then they were thrusted into I have to play you, and not that I have to, but Justin's out, so now you're going to get those 30 minutes, and I've got to trust you. And they built that trust up through that process to where I'm going to play him even when he is back and get some depth and get guys more fresh. And I think it's going to help us, if we're fortunate enough to make a postseason run.
Now, in last night's game against Missouri Southern is a rematch of a game you played down in Joplin earlier. And the first time around, it was the first game, full game out, where you didn't have Justin in the lineup. And again, he came back, got the start last night. And I think there are times where it seemed like Missouri Southern didn't quite know what hit him out there with what Justin was doing on the floor.
Yeah, we're a little different team. We run in more ball screens. They didn't really have an answer for their ball screen coverage. Just wasn't quite, we saw some things on film that we were able to expose, just not helping on our dives when we set a ball screen, switching a bunch of different things. And they were pretty confused. And our kids did a good job of exposing those things. And then, I thought more importantly defensively, I thought we were really locked in. I thought we moved our feet, which limited fouls. I thought we boxed out physically. And then I thought we got back in transition. And those were things that we didn't do down there. And so I was very impressed with our guys. Plus, to be honest, I thought we got an excellent whistle. I thought the officials were excellent. And in a game like that, that's a very difficult game to officiate because, Missouri Southern just drives into five people, throws up a shot and then hopes for a foul. And they go to the line 30 times a game doing that. And so, to be able to decipher, is that a foul or is he just throwing himself into the defense? I thought the officials did an excellent job of that.
And last night's officials, a veteran crew, where they've seen that type of a thing and they know how to handle it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're fun, too. They're a good crew. And, for me, they're one of the best just because I'm able to get on them, and they're not sensitive. And so, like I said, something to one of them, and then about 20 minutes later, I apologize. Hey, sorry, I said that later. He says, oh, yeah, I was real offended, sarcastically. And I said, yeah, I didn't think you were. So it's good. It's good banter back and forth between those guys because they just, it's a constant conversation, and it makes it easy for me to coach. You feel comfortable coaching. You feel like it's almost a team type setting where, the officials are working with both coaches to try to get the game called the right way. And it's an art as an official. And I don't think people understand just, you know, we see all the bad officials, but there's a lot of really, really good officials that make the game that much better to watch and that much easier to coach.
I thought, you talk about defensively some of the things you were able to do last night. It really seemed like it frustrated a lot of the Southern players that have had some success this year. One in particular, Javon Prince, who ended up picking up a couple technicals in the game and didn't see much action there in the second half because of that. But it just seemed like you were keeping them out of their rhythm and their comfort zone, what they wanted to do offensively.
Well, we guarded drives. You know, they literally come down the floor and isolate somebody and drive. And then they just keep driving and driving and hope for a foul, or they sling up a shot and it goes in. And so we just moved our feet, and eventually you got to, we call it wall up, and stop the drive. And Zach did a great job on him, and our help was there. It was just really good defense and without fouling. And then we were able to get a defensive rebound.
Talk about Zach Snyder. A lot of talk about with his three-point shooting ability, but he does a lot of good things defensively. He did a good job on the boards last night and even scored inside the perimeter there a little bit last night with the layup.
Yeah, I mean, he looked athletic on that one, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting. Now, defensively, he locks in. You know, he tries. He gives his best effort, and he always boxes out. That is one thing that Zach, he never forgets to box out. When you're, you know, and I mean this in the best possible way, when you're not very athletic, you have to be smarter than your opponents, and you have to do those things physically to make sure that you don't get into a jumping contest, and he does a great job of that, and obviously last night did an excellent job as well.
And another player that I thought looked frustrated out there, Renfro, there, a post player inside, just he was never allowed to really get in rhythm there, and again, it appeared like he was playing at a frustration level you don't see him play off.
Well, he was put in a tough spot. You know, those ball screens, once we realized what coverage they were in defensively, we literally attacked him. I mean, because they were so far back on that ball screen, we'd come off. And then our objective is then to get north-south. You know, a lot like a running back when he sees his hole. Get north-south, and then now it's one-on-one versus the big, who's essentially the hedge big. And then sometimes they switched. And then we've got a switch, and we literally call it switch.
A lot of thought went into that.
You know, that's kind of how I work, though. I operate on that level of thinking. I try to keep it as simple as possible. Keep it simple, stupid. You know, again, that's what we do. So we call it switch. He comes off the ball screen. We get the switch. We pass ahead. They pass it back to the guard, and then he goes one-on-one against the post player. So you can't switch our ball screens. And if you don't switch our ball screens, now I've got Zach on a pop, you know, a pick and pop. So you can hold ball screens down a little bit, but we can always adjust throughout the game. And I thought our kids did a good job of executing those adjustments.
That was a good win from another aspect, too. You kept pace with Central and Leonard Wood at the top of the conference race. They're all in a three-way tie for first.
Well, they kept pace with us. That's my theory. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I like that.
I just want to be in first at the end of the year. It's always tough to, when you start eyeing up who's in first, who's not, and who's that. And I think your objective is to just win the next game and really win the next practice. And that's what we're focused on. And we'll try to keep that cool head and just keep getting better.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Coach McCollum about the upcoming week. Leonard Wood, the opponent next Wednesday, and we'll talk with Coach about that right after this timeout as the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill on downtown Maryville. It's the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Before we talk more with Coach McCollum, have another giveaway is Ty Castle. Is the winner of a giveaway that we have here tonight. So, Ty, come over and see Brent over to our left. And Ty, again, is winner of a Bearcat giveaway. And Ben, coming up, you look at this week. You've got Saturday off. It's another bye weekend for you. And just kind of talk a little bit about this time of year and getting an off day such as this and what this means to your team.
Well, I think we can get fully healthy, get our legs back underneath us, but also get in a little bit better shape. I think we can do some more conditioning this week, to kind of build towards it without losing our legs, going into Wednesday's game. So, we'll continue to get better today. It was, competitive practice. We made everything competitive and try to keep them engaged and keep them improving, keep our rhythm. And that's our big thing is this team. You know, this team's going to be as good as the emotion that they play with. If they play with emotion, I question whether there's any team that can beat them. If they don't play with the emotion and intensity, they can be beat by anybody. And I've had teams that can play with that emotion and still lose. This team, I don't know that they can lose if they play with that energy.
And how important is an off day like this? Is it more important mentally than physically at this point just to take a little bit of a break mentally in the preparation from game to game?
Oh, yeah, it's 100% mental. I mean, it's, maybe keep your legs a little bit, but it's more of a mental break. They don't want to hear my voice. And I don't want to see them. So no, for those couple days, but it's mental. It's very difficult, especially for and we've got a young team still that we have to remember, for them to gear up every single day for practice emotionally, and then emotionally get ready for every single game at a high level. That's very difficult for a college athlete to do. It's difficult for me to do. You have your bad days. You have your days where you don't feel like going in there. And so this kind of gives them that opportunity to just say, okay, I'm just kind of relaxed today. I'm not going to do anything basketball related and kind of get away mentally so that, that emotion comes back the next week.
Now, coming up on Wednesday, it's a Lindenwood again, Northwest and Lindenwood tied for the toss spot in the MIAA. And just kind of talk about the second matchup now with Lindenwood.
I don't know. They beat SBU by 50, which is shocking. They shoot the ball, they score it. Defensively, they're probably not the greatest, but there, it'll be a physical contest. It'll be very difficult to score on them there. It's a tough place to play. The way they play is kind of a dopey style. They kind of pack it in defensively. They don't play with a lot of energy, and so they can lull you into that if you're not ready to go. And so hopefully our kids will be prepared for it. I'm sure we will. I mean, it'll be a it'll be a first place game or second place if they lose to Central on Saturday. So I think we'll be up for the challenge.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks.
Yeah, and that's head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll come back and continue to talk basketball as we'll talk with a freshman basketball player off of Ben's team and Justin Pitts as Justin will join us right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at pizzahut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we continue on, it's time to continue to talk men's basketball at Northwest Missouri State. And a freshman point guard in Justin Pitts joins us here. And Justin, good to have you with us here this evening.
I'm good to be, glad to be here.
And Justin, I know the fans have really enjoyed watching you play this year, and really glad that you're back in the lineup after that ankle injury.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to be back playing with my teammates out there, even though my ankle's still not 100%. I mean, I was just glad to be back out there.
And how tough was it for those four games that you missed, not only just because of the injury, but just to know that you couldn't get into the ball games during those four games?
I mean, it was very, very tough to watch, but knowing that Lyle Harris and Anthony Woods was going to come in and step up, I had no problem with it. So fine.
And again, you're missing, that's a little bit sore today, but one of those deals that they're just going to have to work with probably the rest of the season.
I knew that, like, once coming in and getting back to playing, that it was going to be sore and definitely not going to be back 100% right away. So I'm just keep going to the trainer and getting better every day.
And let's just talk about this season that you've had up to this point, a very consistent season, averaging double figures and doing a great job, four or five assists a game, and doing a good job on the boards as well. Just kind of talk about the goals that you had coming into this season for what you could bring to the Bearcat team.
The goals, I mean, from last year, sitting out in the red shirt and having to guard Coop, I learned a lot from him, and he's taught me a lot, like, to go score, like, attack and score and get my teammates involved, and that's what I try to do every game.
How much fun was it last night going up against the Missouri Southern team and doing some things with the ball screens that you were able to do out there, and with the driving dishes and things that you had last night?
It was very fun. Knowing that I didn't play against them last game, I was ready to play against Missouri Southern. And I just came into the game just knowing that, I mean, to do what I do normally and just help my team win.
And what about the talent level you're facing from the MIAA, making the jump up from high school at Blue Springs to coming to Northwest? Again, you had that redshirt year to help you along, but just kind of talk about facing talent that you're seeing here in the MIAA.
I knew that coming in, that the MIAA conference is, like, one of the best in the country, so I know I had to be ready and get stronger a little bit and get faster and quicker and just make the right decisions off key and just do stuff like that to be a good player.
One of the things that is fun to watch with your team, it just seems like there's a chemistry involved with this group of players. When you see guys out and about around the town or before games and things, it seems like it's a group of guys that really likes being together, and I would imagine that helps as far as the chemistry you have on the floor as well.
Yeah, I think that helps a lot, because even outside of basketball, we hang out a lot and pretty much every day. And I feel like that carries on to the court, which helps out a lot.
Now, as we mentioned, you missed a few games with that injury. You feel like you're, from a mental standpoint as well, maybe a little more rested than the rest of the team as far as getting ready for the final stretch run here?
Yeah, I think so. I had to set out those 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I feel like I have gained back on the rest, and I'm just ready to go play now.
All right, and I guess one other thing to talk about while we have you here, again, a freshman in the program. What are some of the reasons that you decided Northwest was going to be the place for you to play basketball?
When I came on my visit here, I met with all the coaches, and I just really liked them. It felt like home, and I just knew that this was a place to be.
All right. Well, Justin, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Again, that's Justin Pitts, freshman point guard for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We'll continue to talk Bearcat sports and turn our attention to a spring sport that's just getting underway, as we'll talk with a couple of Mark Rosewell's tennis players and Alvaro Riveras and Camila Quesada. That's coming up on the KXCV. KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue on this evening. And time to turn our attention to tennis as the Northwest Missouri State, the Northwest Missouri State tennis teams are getting underway here. And we're joined now by Camila Quesada on the women's side and Alvaro Riveras on the men's side. And guys, thanks a lot for being with us on the program here tonight.
Thank you for having us.
And
thank you very much.
Camila, let's talk to you a little bit. I know you've been coming back after an injury last season. You were able to get back onto the court this fall with some of the fall type of tournament play. But how excited are you to get back into match play this spring?
Well, I'm actually very, very excited. This is my last season, and we've been preparing a lot of work in the gym, in the trainer, and I think that I'm just ready to start it.
And again, the conference for the women, always a tough conference season as well, but you've got some pretty tough non-conference matches coming up to get things rolling with it as well.
Yeah, in 2 weeks is our first match, and I think, yeah, we have a tough conference and all, but I'm just getting ready, like you said, to get everything rolling and just see what the other teams have to offer too.
And Alvaro, let's talk about things on the men's side here. I know that a lot of fun things are expected out of the men's side with a very deep team that you have. And just talk about the competition that you go up just in practice to make sure you're one of the top six.
Oh, yeah. As you said, it's a huge competition. Like, there's so many spots, and there's, like, only six spots, and we have, like, around 10 players who all could play any spot. So it's really tough competition. I think this is actually really good for us because it keeps us in constant, like, improvement or everything, and everybody's really excited to play this upcoming Friday, so we're really excited to play.
And I would imagine sometimes the competition you get in practice is probably just as tough, if not tougher, than what you get in some of the actual matches you've been playing.
Well, for real, like it's really tough to play in practice, and even in the challenge matches, it's really serious. We take it very serious because we have, let's say, Roman and me are one and two in the region, so that has to tell you something. And also, we have some more guys who did really well in the regionals, and they're pretty good. They could be playing really high in our schools, and we have them here. So we are really, it's a really huge competition, as you said.
And just talk a little bit about coming to Maryville from Costa Rica. And I imagine it's a little bit of a, weather-wise, a little bit of a different situation here, especially this time of year. But what brought you to the Maryville campus?
Well, when I first started, I came here because I finished my high school in December. And I wanted to come as soon as possible to the United States to play tennis. And my former coach, Eduardo Jaralimi, played here in Norwest. He recommended me these schools, and I talked to Rossi, and he said he could stay me in January. So I started right away in January. And I started liking it. At the beginning, it was really cool. Like, I didn't even had a coat on. So, it was really cool. Like, I never seen a snow before coming to Maryville. So, it was like really, really huge change. And of course, every time I go back home, I love the sun. I love going to the beach, and it's really close to me. So it's amazing, but I really like it here. I'm getting used to it.
Now, did you like the snow the first time you saw it? Or?
Well, I did like the snow the first day I saw it. The second day, I liked it a little. Then it started decreasing the time I liked it because we started playing indoors, and I don't like as much playing indoors that I like playing outdoors, so it is really cold.
I bet so. And Camilla, I know we've had you on the program before, but also coming from Costa Rica, just kind of talk about your experience of coming to the Northwest campus.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been here, and my first time, like Alvaro, the first time I saw snow was here in Maryville, and it's definitely like a culture shock. You don't know what to expect, and I didn't even, like Alvaro, I didn't have a winter coat. So it was definitely a huge change for me, but now I'm kind of used to it. So right now outside, it just feels like, oh, Maryville weather, you know?
Yeah. We've had some warm days, though, this winter, so that's a little better. So you got to like that. And I think you guys have even had a chance to get out and play a little bit outside on the court, sir.
Yeah, we have. I think we've been very lucky with this winter that we had. We actually, not too long ago, we were playing outside, and then it dropped back down, you know, but I think we've been very lucky because we have more days outside, and it gives us the opportunity to get more tennis and get us ready for the season.
And Alvaro, you mentioned that you got a match coming right up here. Just kind of talk about getting ready for your first match.
Oh, we are really excited. As I said it before, we're thinking about going to Red Oak. We're playing Red Oak next Friday. We're thinking about practicing next Thursday before to get used to the course there and everything. We're really excited to play, and it's a tough match. It's not an NCAA, it's an NIA school, but they're top three in the nation or something in their division, so they're really good. And as we said, we want to try out some experience in doubles and some new freshmen playing, so we want to see how that is going to work.
Now, one thing we can talk about here this evening that sometimes might not be able to because Mark Rosso is generally around, but he's all the way down in Texas, I understand, doing the recruiting, so you guys can kind of talk freely about your coach here. And, just talk a little bit about your head coach, Mark Rosso. I know everyone that plays for him always has some fun stories and they all enjoy being around Mark, but they always have a story or two to tell, and I imagine that's the same with you guys, too. Right?
Yeah, like I've been here 5 years, and he's a great coach. He's a great guy, and like you said, he's in a trip in Texas. Actually, not too long ago, I think it was Tuesday. I'm not very sure. We were all like stretching and doing some exercises before we went to the weight room, and he grabbed one of the sticks and kind of like did some ninja move. I don't know. It was very unexpected. We were all just laughing. It was just very, very funny.
I can't imagine Mark doing some ninja moves. That must have been something.
It was really funny. It was unexpected. He just came, didn't say anything, grabbed a stick. I went to one of the freshmen who was like in shock because you usually to see Mark Russell very serious sometimes with us. But whenever he has a joke, it's really funny always.
I imagine you kind of look like Kung Fu Panda there a little bit. All right, well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us on the show this evening. And good luck to you this season as the spring season beginning very shortly for both of your teams here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you betcha. Vero Rivera's on the men's side with the Northwest Missouri State men's tennis team. And on the women's side, Camilla Quesada. And, again, looking for good things out of both of those players and the teams as well as their season to get underway here very shortly. So, again, thanks for those for being here on the show as we get ready to wrap things up on this program this evening. A little bit of a reminder, too, that baseball has a bit of a schedule change coming up this weekend. The Northwest baseball coach, Darren Lowe, has announced that this weekend's games at Cameron University at Lawton, Oklahoma, changed things with some weather concerns on Sunday the 15th as the Bearcats and the Aggies will now play a pair of doubleheaders on Friday tomorrow.
And then Saturday as well, those games begin at noon, both days down there. So that's the way things are looking with Northwest and Cameron University and baseball coming up this weekend. Don't forget, again, we've got weekend off for basketball. As the Northwest men's and women's basketball teams have the Saturday off before gearing up and traveling to St. Charles, Missouri on Wednesday, as they will face Lindenwood. The women's game will tip off at 5:30, the men at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast of both of those games on KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. Again, that's on Wednesday. Thanks to everyone involved with our program this evening, from Carson Sports Grill and to downtown Maryville, Matt Gorder, along with the head coaches of the men and women, and Ben McCollum and Michael Smith, as well as Justin Pitts and Bailey Smith, as well as Avera Rivers and Camilla Casada. I'm John Coffey, and so live from Carson's and downtown Maryville.
On Morning Edition tomorrow, two tales of computers. A real-life cyborg who constantly wears a computer to remind him of everyone he's met.
I would have information like, yes, Kenji, last time we talked, your daughter was going to college. Would I normally be able to pull up those facts? No, I won't even remember Kenji has a daughter.
I'm David Green. You'll also hear about hackers stalking your medical data. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition.
That's Morning Edition, weekdays from 4 until 9 on 90.5 and 88.9.
Tonight, there's a slight chance of snow between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. It'll be cloudy and then gradually become partly cloudy.